ஓம் சகனாவவது சகனௌ புனக்து கரவாவஹை தேஜஸ்வினாவதீதமஸ்து மா வித்விஷாவஹை. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஓம் ஓம் நமோ பகவதே ஸ்ரீ தட்சிணாமூர்த்தி ஸ்வரூபாய ஸ்ரீ தயானந்த ரூபாய பரமகுருவே பரமாத்மனே பரப்ரஹ்மணே. யஸ்மாஜ்ஜாதம் ஜகத் சர்வம் யஸ்மின்னேவ ப்ரலீயதே யேனேதம் தார்யதே சைவ தஸ்மை ஜ்ஞானாத்மனே நமஹ. We have seen this is a very interesting portion of Adishankara Bhagavatpada's commentary, where he makes it very clear this ultimate choiceless goal, moksha, is something to be discovered, claimed, taken ownership of as one's own swarupam. It is not something to be attained. Therefore, this moksha being already there, it has been discovered only as the swarupam of the Atma. Therefore, discovering Atma swarupam itself is what discovering moksha. Therefore, knowledge itself is moksha. Knowledge is identical with moksha. Therefore, one does not need to achieve anything, accomplish anything for attainment of moksha in terms of knowledge. Jnana deva kaivalyam, that he wants to make it very clear. But still, he also wants to make it clear that the role of karma in accomplishing our ultimate goal, in making this human life meaningful and successful, what is the role of karma? Also wants to make it very clear. So, mundane activities performed in conformity with dharma, with the proper attitude, as an offering to Bhagavan, becomes a preparatory discipline, a yoga. Apart from that, all the rituals or the religious life, following the religious disciplines, values, other karmas performed for fulfillment of one's desires prescribed in the karma kanda. So, performance of nitrimittika karmas, thoughtfully omitting the pratishiddha karmas, the prohibited actions, and performing even kamya karmas in conformity with dharma. In fact, following the Panchamaha Yajnas, in due course of time, definitely will contribute for the accumulation of punyam. The accumulation of punyam will definitely neutralize the already previously earned papa karmas. By neutralizing the papa karmas, the pratibandhas in the attainment of jnanam can be resolved. Thereby, knowledge can rise. The knowledge rises, knowledge is the means of course, knowledge itself is moksha for us. Therefore, param shreyaha, the absolute end of moksha, which is in the form of attainment of jnanam, is accomplishable, but not just by having the knowledge. For which knowledge has to rise, and for the knowledge to rise, the obstructions should be resolved. For the pratibandhas to be resolved, the previously earned papams must be neutralized. For neutralizing the previously earned papams, we have no choice other than accumulating punyam by involving ourselves only in righteous, appropriate actions, and by living a life, way of life enjoined by the Shastram. So living a life enjoined by the Shastra means doing one's nitya karmani, naimittika karmani, and thought we're avoiding Pratishiddha Karmani. So living strictly a life of dharma, even fulfilling one's desires by performing kamya karmas only in conformity with dharma, if a person lives, then definitely one can earn punyam. In due course of time, this punyam will contribute for neutralizing the previously earned papams. That is how the pratibandhas in the rising of jnanam, attaining jnanam, can be neutralized. Therefore, karma, the mundane activities, or specifically the religious Vedic activities, the Vedicum karma, all these karmas definitely do have an important role as an indirect means of attainment of jnanam, attainment of moksha. This he wants to establish, and he has been discussing this. This is where the Purapakshi finally agreed, yes, jnanam itself is enough for the attainment of moksha. That he agreed. But what was his problem? What was he saying? Jnanam itself is enough for attainment of moksha. It need not be combined with any karma. It's okay. But still, karma has to be performed. Karma has to be performed for earning punyam in order to neutralize the papams so that pratibandhas can be resolved in attaining jnanam. Therefore, what karma does play an important indirect, very important role. It has a status of an indirect means of attainment of jnanam. That's also he agreed. But what was his argument? We saw, if karma has to be performed anyway, if karma, performance of rituals, performance of actions, has the status of being indirect means of attainment of moksha, then the karmas are prescribed mostly for grihasthashramis. Okay, grihasthashrama only involves lot of performance of activities. What he says, grihasthashrama itself is enough. One only in grihasthashrama, one can perform lots and lots of activities. Kamya karmas can be performed, nityamittika karmas can be performed, everything can be performed. Grihasthashrama is enough. What is the need for us to have sannyasashrama, other vanaprasthashrama? Other ashramas are not at all required. One has to enter into grihasthashrama and one has to perform rituals, one has to perform activities, one has to follow the karma kanda of the Veda Shastram. That's enough. One can attain jnanam. This was his argument. Shankar Bhagavatpada, we saw how nicely he replied answers, and he did say that yes, karmas are required. Karma does not mean merely performing nityamittika karmas. Karma, performance of karma does not mean merely performing nityamittika karmas or kamya karmas. Even following the values, even practicing disciplines, shramadamaha, etc., all these come under the category of karma only. Because for living a life of values means involving oneself in day-to-day life of activities. Following the disciplines means, again, involving oneself in the day-to-day life of activities. There's all these practice of disciplines, practice of austerity, practice of the following values, all of them come under the category of the karma only. Again, one does not need to perform only karmas prescribed for the grihasthashrami in order to prepare one's mind to neutralize the papams, to earn punyam. One does not need to perform only the grihasthashrama karmas. Even as a brahmachari, even as a sannyasi, even as a vanaprasthi, in every ashrama, there are relevant duties, relevant activities. And apart from that, for all the people of all ashramis, even these values, jamaha, jamaha, etc., disciplines, are common for all people of all ashramis. By following their own duties also, even if one does not perform kamya karmani, a specific ritual such as prescribed only for the Grihastha Ashrami, even then, by performing the duties prescribed in a prescribed for personal specific varna, even performing those activities, one can attain mantakarna shuddhi, one can have mental preparation, one can utilize the papams, one can that way one can get rid of one's obstructions, one can still attain jnanam. All that he was, Shankar Gurupada was giving answer. And towards the end we were seeing, this is the portion where we left. Okay, so Shankar Bhagavatpada is still answering the Purva Pakshi, whose argument is that Brihastha Ashrama alone is enough, other ashramas are not required. Are you all with me now? Do you remember where we left last class? Okay, it's not still completed. Before we go to Purva Pakshi's next suggestion, I don't say now, now actually suggests, okay. Let us see what Shankar Bhagavatpada says. So Shankar Bhagavatpada says this answer still, he is a concluding answer given by Adi Shankar Bhagavatpada to Purva Pakshi, in whose view other ashramas are not required, only Grihastha Ashrama is enough. Okay. So we saw how he explained in the previous class, we saw. Now he says, Pratipanna Garhasthasyapi. Pratipanna Garhasthasyapi. Vidya Utpatta Vidyotpatta Vidya Paripakat Viraktasya Karmasu Prayojanam Apashyataha Karmabhyaha Nivruttihi Eva Syat. Okay. Is it clear what he says here? Shankar Bhagavatpada's answer was given. It is not appropriate to see that one has to be only a Grihastha Ashrami, one has to perform only the duties prescribed for Grihastha Ashrami to neutralize the previously earned papa karmas. So we saw that one can be a person of any ashrama, still one can perform one's own the duties pertaining to the relevant ashrama duties. For one's antakarna shuddhi, for mental preparation, even to utilize one's papams to remove the pratibandhas. And having said that, now he says in this context, we cannot say a person has to be a Grihastha Ashrami only. One must be only a Grihastha Ashrami householder. Other ashramas are not at all required. We cannot say that. You know why? Because there's a stage in the life of every human being when a person definitely will go through sannyasa mentally. Mentally going to sannyasa means what? Naturally, a person will grow out of desire for time-bound worldly ends. Naturally, one will grow out of desire for ends. Now that one has to push oneself. It's not out of pressure one gives up the desires. Nobody can give up one's desires. Naturally, growing out of desires for time-bound results or arthakama dharmas will happen naturally for some individuals. The dispassion, they'll discover dispassion. It means this dispassion towards time-bound ends naturally happens because of their viveka, because of the discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, what is eternal, what is ephemeral. When this understanding happens, when people learn the limitations of everything in their lives, people do live their lives for some time, work very hard, and when they achieve things in life and see all the achievements, accomplishments by doing karma, whatever they have accomplished, they do know the limitations, that nothing in the world can really help one discover everlasting happiness. A time-bound action can produce time-bound result, Time-bound result will be in the form of time-bound pleasures only. Definitely permanent happiness, everlasting happiness is not at all accomplishable as a result of any karma. So no achievement in this life really can help us what we are choicelessly aspiring for. This understanding a person will have, only an intelligent person, a person of sharp intellect who discovers, learns from one's own life's experiences. In Mundaka Upanishad, we understood such a person who learns from one's life's experiences is an intelligent person, is a Brahmana. Pariksha lokan karmachitan nirvedamayat brahmanaha. So Brahmana is the mature individual, a sharp person who is capable of learning from one's life's experiences. We slogged and slogged. We did so many things with a lot of passion, aspiration. We did so many things, achieved so many things. After having achieved so much, so what? Now, there's no really, nothing in the world can give you permanent happiness. One learns from one's life's experiences. That is how a person has to naturally grows out of desire for time-bound arthakama dharmas, material ends. Then this person's passion will be, when the person becomes dispassionate towards time-bound ends, naturally his passion is only for jnana, because he knows the value of jnana. What is that which can give me permanent, everlasting end? Everlasting happiness in terms of moksha. When a person discovers jnana, jnana only means of attainment of moksha, naturally the person's passion will be for jnana. It is this passion for jnana, knowing the value of it, converts a person, spiritual person, and becomes totally committed to the pursuit of jnana. Such a person, even if he is not a sannyasi, physically, still mentally he is a sannyasi, he goes to sannyasa. He doesn't need to perform other rituals which he performed for fulfilling the desires. Therefore, he is a seer. I'm only explaining what Shankara Bhagavatpada means in these sentences. Are you all listening? Okay. Pratipanna garhasthasya api. See, he is talking about the Pratipanna Garhasthya. Beautiful Sanskrit words. Learn here. Pratipanna Garhasthya means Pratipannam Garhasthyam Yasya. Saha Pratipanna Garhasthya. Pratipannam Garhasthyam means what? Pratipannam Garhasthyam Phalam Yena. Saha Pratipanna Garhasthya. Grahasthyaha. Okay. The person, the householder for whom this life of living a life of household life has really served its purpose. Okay. Pratipanna garhasthyaha means the person, agrastha ashrami, for whom the living a life of house, grahasth ashrama life has served its purpose. Okay. The person of accomplishment as a grahasth ashrami. Okay. A grahasth ashrami who is a person of accomplishment as a grahasth ashrami is pratipanna garhasthyaha. So who is a person of accomplishment as a grahasth ashrami? The person who would have completed his duties as a mother, duties as a father, duties as a husband, duties as a householder towards the what respond to as a professional, who has really finished his duties. Such a person is a pratipanna garhasthya. Otherwise also, if a person has become adequately mature, if a person has discovered, if a person has vivekaha, has discovered, if he has a discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, the grahastha ashrama life has served its purpose. The discriminative understanding of what is permanent, what is impermanent, what is ephemeral, what is eternal, what is that which alone can give me eternal, everlasting happiness. How thing in this world, all other ends other than the knowledge of the self, any other accomplishment comes under the category of time-bound material ends only. However great the material ends are, still all these time-bound material ends in terms of Arthakama Dharmas definitely cannot free me from bondage of samsara. They will retain me only in bondage of samsara. There's no freedom there. Okay? So this is how a person of sharp intellect has learned from his life's experiences, when he discovers, when he has viveka, when he discovers dispassion, this is a pratipanna garhasthyaha. The person who has viveka and vairagyam, okay, whoever is capable of discovering dispassion in household life, and then he is the person of accomplishment as a grihasthashrami. He does not need to accomplish jnanam. Vairagyam has been discovered. Understand? So mature individual. She says, pratipanna garhasthasya. For a person of accomplishment as a householder, for whom living a life of grihasthashrama, householder's life, has served its purpose for him, definitely in due course of time, doubtlessly, knowledge rises, vidya utpadyate, pratipanna garhasthasya, vidya utpadyate, knowledge does rise. Why? No pratibandhas, because he has neutralized his papams, he has earned punyam, because he lived a clean life of karma yoga. Living a person of accomplishment as a grihasthashrami means having lived a clean life of karma yoga. Allow the way Pooja Swami used to say, living a clean life of karma yoga as a grihasthashrami definitely would bless a person with adequate mental preparedness in terms of mental purification and mental steadiness. Isn't it? Thereby, as a qualified person, definitely in due course of time, his shravanam will be effective, mananam will be effective. Therefore, for him, knowledge does rise. Okay? Vidya utpattav. When knowledge rises, vidya utpattav sati saptami. When knowledge rises for such a person of accomplishment as a grihasthashrami, when knowledge rises for such a successful householder, what happens? Vidya paripakat. He becomes really very mature as a result of knowledge. So living a life of karma yoga contributes for a certain degree of maturity. And because of that maturity, he becomes qualified for the element of jnana. When he attains jnana, knowledge also rises for him. Knowledge rises because of knowledge, he becomes much more mature. He becomes a person of maturity. So vidya utpattav, when knowledge rises, vidya paripakaha bhavati. Vidya paripakaha means what? Vidya nimitta paripakaha. Paripakaha means maturity. The emotional maturity, okay, born as a result of the knowledge. Okay, vidya nimitta paripakaha. Then, because of that maturity, vidya paripakat, because of the maturity born of the knowledge, this person, what happens now? Viraktaha bhavati. He becomes totally dispassionate. Viraktaha means become totally dispassionate. For such a person, for a person who is totally dispassionate because of the maturity born of knowledge, okay, what have vidya paripakat viraktasya karmasu prayojanam apashyataha. Karmasu prayojanam na pashyati. Such a person does not see any use, benefit at all in performing rituals, performing karma. So who can see the karma as very beneficial, useful? Only the person who is interested in results of karma. For him, karma is very useful. Isn't it? Karmani prayojan na pashyati. Who does not see any benefit, any use in karma? The person who is totally dispassionate. He is not interested in any of artha kama dharmas. Virataha. Why he is virataha? Because he is mature. He is mature because of jnana. Vidya paripaka he has. The maturity born out of knowledge he has. Because knowledge arose for him only because of his adequate qualification he has as a result of living a clean life of karma yoga as a grastha. See how it is. The person who does not see any benefit at all in performing karma, such a person, for him, karmasu prayojanam apashyataha. For a person who does not see any use in performing rituals, for him, karma bhyah nivrittihi eva syat. Such a person, definitely there will be only resolution of karma. Resolution of karma, there will be negation of karma. There will be retirement from karma. Karma bhyah nivrittihi eva syat. There will be only retirement from performing rituals. See, retirement from work must be a result of maturity, not because the company pushing you out. Okay? When the company, that because you are aged, because you are not, no, you are aged enough, you cannot work anymore, people have become retired, then they go mad. They don't know what should we do. But if a person is very waiting, okay, when I'll be sent out, I'm aged enough, enough, I have done enough. To have such maturity, one must have really, one must, even to welcome the retirement at an old age, one must be mature. If you're not mature enough, you will hate retirement. If you're very mature, you will love retirement. Because you will know what else to do when you get retired. The problem is, in retirement, what I should do? If people do not know, they will go mad. Understand? That is why one has to. If a person becomes spiritual before retirement, that's a great blessing. Once you become spiritual, you will know what you should be doing. Becoming spiritual, and then naturally, one total commitment must be to the pursuit of jnana only. Isn't it? Therefore, he said what? Karma and karmasu prayojanam apashyataha karma bhyaha nivruttihi eva syat. Definitely there will be retirement from all forms of karma for a person who does not see any benefit at all in performing ritual. Any benefit means what? This person does not see the benefit what he aspects for in karma. Now that karma is useless. Karmasu prayojan sa eshahana pashyati. He does not see the benefit in karma because what he wants is moksha. That what he wants, that moksha is not in karma, not result of action. What he wants is only in jnanam. Therefore, his passion becomes shifted from karma to jnanam. Okay, what else he do? There's no way. There's only retirement is appropriate for him. When such a mature individual, already he goes to sannyasa mentally. Even if he does not become sannyasi, he does not wear saffron robes, he is a sannyasi. Every individual is supposed to go through sannyasa mentally. One has to have that. Being a sannyasi, renunciate does not mean simply wearing saffron robes. Being mature is sannyasa. Becoming spiritual, aspiring for jnanam, being totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam, doing the needful to prepare oneself jnanam, or doing the needful to attain jnanam, and doing the needful to take care of the obstacles in attainment of jnanam. The focus must be only on things pertinent to jnanam. Then a person is a sadhu, sannyasi. Therefore, what he says here, karmabhya nivritti evasya, that definitely there will be effortlessly, the person will become disinterested in karma. He won't be interested at all in doing any karma. He will retire from karma, not because he cannot do something, because of what? No, because he does not see any benefit at all for his attainment of moksha in karma. Karmasu prayojanam na pashyati. Karmasu prayojanam apashyataha. Nivrittihi eva syat. Definitely, he will give up. Giving up activities is the only way. And who can see, who is the person who does not see any benefit at all in benefit in karma as a result, as a means of attainment of moksha? The person who is totally dispassionate. Viraktaha. Viraktasya. Why he is dispassionate? Because he is mature. He has discovered dispassion. He is mature. And that this maturity is born out of his understanding he has. Vidya paripaka he has. Because knowledge has risen for him, because of his adequate preparedness he has, as a result of living a clean life of a householder. Understand? Therefore, what Śrīmad-Prabhupāda wants to say here is, definitely, one does not need to be only grihastāśrami, one does not need to be only grihastāśrama karmas, okay, to become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. One can understand. There's no need for one to be performing grihastāśrama karmas. A person is not rich, he doesn't see any benefit in it. A mature person does not need to be grihastāśrami, does not need to be involving himself in the rituals or activities pertaining to grihastāśrama. Okay. And for which, in support of what he has said here, he presents a quotation from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So here, the Yajñavalkya Rishi at one point tells Maitreyi, his wife, he says, no, Are aham asmat sthanat pravrajishyan va asmi. Pravrajishyan asmi means what? I shall be leaving from this ashrama soon. Asmat ashramat. Asmat sthanat. Asmat sthanat means what? Asmat ashramat. From this position of being a householder, gradually what now? Are, oh, aham pravrajishyan asmi. I shall be moving on. What does it mean? I'm going to say goodbye to grihastāśrama. I'm good. Gradually, I'll be taking the life of sannyasa. Who can say this? Karmasu prayojanam apashyan. Apashyan purushaha. Apashyataha. Karmabhyaha nivrittihi eva syat. Because he is viraktaha, he is vidya, he has vidya paripaka. Isn't it? So all that he says, ityeva mamadi shruti linga darshanat, because of the clue, okay, because we have shruti statements, such statements of such as these, which become the clue for us that definitely there is a time a mature individual who has lived his life, grihastāśrama life properly, naturally becomes dispassionate, discourse dispassion and moves on, okay, as a spiritual person with a total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam. We see such people also. Therefore, it's not compulsory for, even after, as a mature individual, there's no need for him to be grihastaha, be performing the householder duties. Why? I mean, those duties are necessary for a person who is still aspiring for such pleasures, aspiring for such time-bound results. The person doesn't, not at all interested. He doesn't need to. Already we have seen, a person is interested in putra, then he must get married, he must live his life as a grihastha. A person is interested in going to swarga, he must perform rituals. A person is interested in going to brahmaloka, and he must perform rituals and practice upasana also. This person is not interested in anything. He wants only moksha. He wants only jnanam. Such a person, no karma is required. And even if a person is aspiring for jnanam, if he is already prepared enough, then nistashma is not required. Even as a purusharthanischa, if a person is purusharthanischa, who is aspiring for moksha also, if he is aspiring for jnanam also, if he is not prepared enough for the attainment of jnanam, still he has to go back to nistashma only. And in Grihastashrama, one must follow the discipline of Karma Yoga. As a Grihastashrami, one must follow the discipline of Karma Yoga, even as a spiritual person, if he is not prepared, if he is not adequately qualified with the mental purification, adequate mental purification, mental steadiness, still lingering disease bother him, he must live his life as a householder only. Understand? Therefore, it is not appropriate to see one must live only a life of karma. Grihastashrami, one must live as a grihastashrami, one must perform the duties prescribed for a grihastashrama, thereby one must get prepared, become prepared for attainment of jnanam. Is such a compulsion, is not such a rule, is not anywhere there. Okay? So, that answer for Grihastashrama must be the only ashrama. Other ashramas are not required. For that, Shankar Bhagavatpada has given answer. Is it clear now? Okay. Now, Purupakshi again comes with another suggestion. A very weak suggestion. Let us see here. Karma prati shutehe yatna adhikya darshanat ayuktam. Ayuktam iti chet. He says, again, Purupakshi says, Shri Sutehe, karma prati yatna adhikya darshanat ayuktam. He says, no. Purupakshi says, it is not appropriate to say, that activities of other ashramas are also equally useful, beneficial in having mental preparation. It's not the same. He says, Shutehi yatna adhikya darshanat karma prati, towards performing rituals, okay, or with regard to the performance of rituals, there is adhikyasya darshanam asti, yatra adhikyasya darshanam asti. Okay, it is very clearly seen in this Shruti, there is tremendous effort on the part of this Shruti, okay, in emphasizing the importance of karma. How? We can see the karma kanda itself is the most voluminous portion. The huge part of Veda Shastram is only karma kanda. The karma kanda is the most voluminous portion, which means the voluminous portion of Veda Shastram itself is the proof that there is tremendous effort on the part of this Shruti in emphasizing the performance of karma. Therefore, it is not appropriate to say that only other ashramas activities are also equally useful in utilizing the papams. And he continues, Agnihotradi karma prati shutehe adhikaha yatnaha. Again, regarding the performance of Agnihotram ritual also, in performing rituals such as Nitya Karma, such as Agnihotram, etc. also, there's great emphasis of the Shruti. Okay? Shruti presents great emphasis with regard to performance of rituals such as Agnihotram, etc. Agnihotram juhyat, Agnihotram juhyat, Agnihotram juhyat. ఆజీవన్ అగ్నిహోత్రం జుహ్యాత్ 1 మంత్ ఫ్రమ్ అగ్నిహోత్రం, బికాస్ నిత్య కర్మ, ఇట్స్ నిత్య పూజ. మీన్స్ బై సేయింగ్ దాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ నిత్య పూజ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఫర్ ఎవ్రీబడి. ఎవ్రీ హౌస్ హోల్డర్ మస్ట్ హ్యావ్ దిస్ హ్యాబిట్ ఆఫ్ వర్షిపింగ్ ఎవ్రీ డే. వర్షిప్ ఈస్ కంపల్సరీ. నిత్య పూజ ఇస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. పూజ స్వామి యూ షుడ్ సే దిస్ in order to neutralize our unknowingly knowingly earned papams, we have to do nitya puja. Again, to be thankful to Bhagavan for every, even the oxygen we are breathing in, we had to express our gratitude, we had to do nitya puja. Pujya Swamiji always used to say nitya puja is compulsory for any ordinary person to neutralize the papams, also to express one's gratitude to Bhagavan for all that we are blessed with, for prosperity in life, for prosperous life. We attakama dharmas we need for living this life, for prosperous life, for living this life, even to be dharmic, to be righteous, to contribute for dharma also, we need what now? Okay, we need to, nitya puja is important. We have nitya puja substitute for అగ్నిహోత్రం కర్మ. వీ కెనాట్ పర్ఫార్మ్ అగ్నిహోత్రం కర్మ నవడేస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ప్రాక్టికల్ ఫర్ పీపుల్. ఈవెన్ ఇన్ ఇండియా పీపుల్ ఆర్ నాట్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్. పీపుల్ లివింగ్ అబ్రాడ్ డెఫినెట్లీ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఆల్ పాసిబుల్. యూ డోంట్ ఈవెన్ నో వాట్ అగ్నిహోత్రం మీన్స్. ఓకే, అండ్ ఇట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్స్ రిలీ లాట్ ఆఫ్ శ్రద్ధ. వి హ్యావ్ స్ట్రిక్ట్లీ ఫాలో లాట్ ఆఫ్ రూల్స్ అండ్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్. అదే ఇట్ వోంట్ బి ఎఫెక్టివ్ ఆల్సో. బట్ శాస్త్రం దస్ ఎంఫసిస్ ఇన్ కర్మకాండ ఫర్ వైదికాస్ అగ్నిహోత్రాది కర్మ ప్రతి శ్రుతే అధిక యత్న. దర్ ఈస్ మచ్ గ్రేటర్ ఎఫర్ట్ ది పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది శృతి ఇన్ ఎంఫసైజింగ్ ది ఇంపార్టెన్స్, ఎంఫసైజింగ్ ది పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది డైలీ రిచువల్ సచ్ యాస్ అగ్నిహోత్రం ఎక్సెట్రా. హూ సేస్ దిస్? పూర్వపక్షి. డోంట్ ఫర్గెట్ దిస్. అండ్ దెన్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ ది ఎంఫసిస్ ఈస్ ఆన్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ రిచువల్స్ సచ్ యాస్ అగ్నిహోత్రం, and also mahanach karmani ayasaha, and the ayasaha, the strain, the effort involved in performing rituals also is a great effort. What the Purpakshi wants to say, there's a great emphasis is there on the part of the shruti in performing, making people perform rituals. Apart from that, the great strain also is involved in. Not easy, isn't it? Performing ritual means it involves strain, it involves effort. Mahan cha ayasaha karmani. Karmani mahan ayasaha asti. Preparation for yagya itself. First of all, collecting the, procuring all the ingredients and keeping them safe. And before performing preparations, people who are regularly doing pujas, they know how much work they do. Okay? And then time, energy, money, everything is involved. That's why it involves strain. Not nothing free. Okay? Performing a ritual means not easy. Therefore, mahan ayasahasti karmani. Therefore, what? అనేక సాధన సాధ్యత్వాత్ అగ్నిహోత్రాదీనాం. షీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ సేస్ శృతి ఎంఫసైజ్ అగ్నిహోత్రం, నిత్య కర్మాన్ని సచ్చేసి అగ్నిహోత్రం కర్మ. సో వై హ్యావ్ టు పర్మ అగ్నిహోత్రం కర్మ. ఇన్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ దట్ దేర్స్ అ ట్రెమెండస్ స్ట్రెయిన్ ఆల్సో ఇస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్. ఓకే, గ్రేట్ ఎఫర్ట్ ఇస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్. ఆయాస మహాన్ ఆయాస అస్తి బికాస్ అగైన్ అనేక సాధన సాధ్యత్వాత్. వై డు వి సే ద గ్రేట్ స్ట్రెయిన్ ఇస్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్? Tremendous effort is involved. Why do we say that? Because aneka sadhana sadhyatvat, the performance of rituals such as agnihotram etc. involves, isn't it, dependent on the many means. So sadhyatvam, the rituals such as Agnihotram, etc., have the status of being accomplishable only with a lot of means. Many means are involved. Means in terms of money, means in terms of energy, means in terms of, isn't it? Time, means for all resources in that infrastructure, everything is involved. Therefore, rituals such as Agnihotram prescribed specifically for Grihastashrami, that must be much more effective than the karmas prescribed for the people of other ashramas. That is his argument. Understand? Got it now? See, the rituals, performing rituals such as Agnihotram karma, now, becomes successful, becomes really, really accomplishable only if a person makes a lot of effort. Effort in terms of what one must spend money, one must procure all the things needed for performing rituals, and one must have time. So it involves strain, mahanayasaha. And again, the Shuddhi also makes a lot of emphasis. It must be performed. Therefore, what he says, performing the activities prescribed, performing the activities pertaining to other ashramas, okay, but performing the rituals prescribed specifically for Grihastha ashramas is much more effective than the activities prescribed for people of other ashramas. That is his argument. We are going to see that. He talks about the karma. Agnihotradi naam aneka sadhana sadhyatvat mahan ayasaha asti karmani. That is great effort, strain involved in accomplishing, in performing the rituals such as Agnihotram, etc. Because the accomplishment of this fulfillment, accomplishment of Agnihotram karma, etc., involve other activities. Many means are required for that. What are means are required for that? So, he says, what he says is, Upanishad, the Veda Shastram itself emphasizes that one should perform Agnihotram karma. And in Paranat karma, again there's great strain involved. Therefore, karmas prescribed for Grihastha ashrama should not be compared to the karmas pertaining to other ashramas. Okay, this point number one. Then he continues. Tapaha brahmachariyadi naam cha itara ashrama karmanam garhasthe api samanatvat. Second reason number two. What's the second reason he gives? Tapaha, practicing austerity or penance, and then practicing celibacy, brahmacharyam, etc. Practicing the disciplines such as tapas, brahmacharyam, etc. are equally important which are followed by people of other ashramas are important even in the Grihastha ashrama. Is it clear now? See, garhasthya api samanatvat. See, even in Grihastha ashrama, the disciplines, practice of disciplines such as penance, austerity, or brahmacharya, celibacy, etc., which are prescribed for people of other ashramas, those disciplines are equally important in Grihastha ashrama also. Itara ashramanam tapaha brahmacharyadinam garhasthya api samanatvat. In Grihastha ashrama also those disciplines must be followed. Okay, then he says, alpa sadhana apekshatvat cha itaresham. Therefore, in order to follow the disciplines prescribed for other ashramas, what are they? Is practicing austerity, practicing celibacy, etc. The disciplines, okay, or even following the values, or practicing other disciplines such as tamaha, shama, etc. In practicing all those disciplines and values, etc., prescribed for other ashramas, are equally important, Grihastha also one thing. Again, following those disciplines prescribed for other ashramas or other ashramas do not require, okay, much means. Alpa sadhana apekshatvat. They do not require great effort. Alpa sadhana apekshatvat. Okay. Alpa sadhana apekshatvat means if you perform this ritual such as Agnihotram, that the requirement of the materials, ingredients, etc. is much more. Whereas in following this discipline, following the discipline such as samaha, dhammaha, or other values, universal values, there the requirement of much ingredients, other things are not, is not, not there. Requirement is not. Requirement of material ingredients, etc. is not there. Therefore, tulyavat vikalpaha na yuktaha. Vikalpaha na yuktaha. Ashtamibihi tasya iti chet. Therefore, this grist, the person who is given to the grihasthashrama life, okay, cannot be considered to be, okay, they can't be considered. In the sense, the people who are given to the other discipline of other ashramas, people of other ashramas cannot be considered equal to the person of grihasthashrama. Okay, people of other ashramas should not be considered equal to the person of grihasthashrama. Why? Because the disciplines and values followed by people of other ashramas are also followed by grihasthashramis. Again, the disciplines and values followed by followed in other ashramas do not require, okay, much of things, ingredients, other things do not require. So here effort is involved, more strain is involved, and ingredients and things, time is involved. Now so rituals as a grihasthashrami. Therefore, people of other ashramas should not be considered equal to the person of grihasthashrami. Which means grihasthashrami, only in grihasthashrama, one really performs all the activities, okay, required. Therefore, grihasthashrami alone can have earned punyam, he alone can utilize papams, he alone can have the Pratibandha's resort, so he alone will become qualified for the attainment of jnanam, not people of other ashramas. So it is not appropriate to say other ashramis also can perform their own duties, they also can become mentally prepared for the attainment of jnanam, they also can attain jnanam. It is not appropriate to say that. Is it clear? Do I make it clear or not? You may say yes or no. If it is no, please say like this. See, Shankar Bhagavatpada made very clear what was his clear teaching here. That people of other ashramas also have their own relevant respective duties, okay, and all of them have to be strictly following the discipline such as shamaha, dhammaha, other values which we saw in the last class we saw. So following these values and practicing the discipline such as shamaha, dhammaha, etc., apart then their own respective duties, doing their own duty, they're all activities only, they're all when they're all Shruti ordained duties. The duties of each ashrama are ordained by Shruti only. Listen, so following those duties also, they can become, in due course of time, mentally prepared. They also can become, they can have antakarana shuddhi, they can have antakarana aishchalyam, and they can neutralize their papams by earning punyam by doing their duties in conformity with dharma. So even following values comes under the category of karma only. Because there, following values means involving oneself in activities. And following, practicing these disciplines, dhamaha, shamaha, etc. means involving oneself in activities in day-to-day life. So, even following or practicing the duties pertaining to other ashramas also, one can become mentally prepared. One can have antakarana shuddhi. One can have antakarana naishchalyam. One can neutralize the papams. That way one can resolve the pratibandhas. One can become, one can have the knowledge. One can attain jnana. Okay. For neutralizing, see, to get rid of the pratibandhas in attaining jnana, one has to, there's need for neutralizing the papa karmas. And to neutralize the papa karmas, one does not need to be only a grihastha and perform only grihasthashrama karma. Understand? This is what Adi Shankaracharya said. But what he was saying, Purapakshi says, he even accepted it. Still for him, his argument was, the grihasthashrama, in grihasthashrama, the rituals are the quantity wise, the more and more and more of rituals are prescribed for a grihasthashrami. The rituals are prescribed more for grihasthashrami than for people of other ashramas. For a brahmachari, not many rituals. For a sannyasi, not at all many rituals. Okay, the duties are different. For a vanaprasthi, of course, the rituals which should be performed by a grihastha are not there for vanaprasthi. Well, who has more of rituals prescribed? Only grihasthashrami has more and more and more of rituals prescribed. Only for a grihasthashrami. Apart from that, grihasthashrami also has to follow what? Samaha, Dhamaha, these disciplines. Grihasthashrami also has to follow what? Universal values. Okay, so what he says, only in grihasthashrama, the most rituals are compelled, prescribed here. And Shruti says repeatedly what? One must perform daily rituals such as Agnihotam, etc. Must perform. There's a tremendous emphasis on the part of the Shruti. Shruti makes effort, isn't it? That one must perform the rituals. Because Shruti insists one should perform rituals. And also, in performing these rituals, there's requirement of time, energy, money, resources. There's also strain. A lot of effort is involved in performing grihasthashrama rituals. Whereas, the duties prescribed for other ashramas do not involve much effort. Do not involve, there's no requirement of the ingredients, resources, etc. To practice Shamaha Dharmaha, what do you need? Isn't it? Performing ritual means a lot of money. To practice values, don't need any money. Understand? So he says, grihasthashrami also follows the duties, rituals and disciplines prescribed for other ashramis. Apart from doing, practicing, following what this ashram is following, grihasthashrami has specifically a lot of other rituals. Okay, and it means, so he is the paramara more of rituals, and he only in performing his rituals, doing grihasthashrami duties, grihasthashrama's duties, the more effort is involved. Therefore, grihasthashrami should not be considered equal to other ashramis should not be considered equal to grihasthashrami. Okay, so what? Definitely, only remaining as a Grihasthashrami, performing Grihasthashrama duties, following other all the disciplines, okay, which are common for people of all ashramas, one can earn punyam. In due course of time, one can utilize all the old papams. One can have what? Remove the keti, patibandhas removed. One can attain jnanam. That is, he comes back. Understand? Okay. Now, Shankara Bhagavatpada's answer comes here. That is not correct. What is not correct? Saying, okay, one has to be only Grihasthashrami and one has to perform the Grihasthashrama duties, the rituals prescribed for Grihasthashrami. Okay, other ashramis are not equal to Grihasthashrami, etc. That is not appropriate. So he says, why? Because suppose a person is born and he lives his life as a brahmachari. Even as a brahmachari, without even entering into the Grihasthashrama, there are some people rarely, without entering into Grihasthashrama, they can be highly mature. Which means they can take the life of sannyasa. Shastram allows. If a person really is very mature, he is dispassionate, naturally, not because of the situations, okay? Naturally, because of the person sees the dispassionate towards this other material ends, artha kama dharmas, the time-bound in nature, not interested. It's a young person, okay? He is still a brahmachari. Now it is time for him to enter into Grihasthashrama. But this person is not interested because of he is mature. He is already dispassionate towards time-bound ends. He is not interested in Arthakama Dharmas. But still, he is no more interested in Arthakama Dharmas. So, he does not need to involve himself in Grihasthashrama duties. But still, if he's not prepared enough to the Atmanta Jnanam, still as a person of dispassion towards time-bound material ends, he does not need to enter into Grihasthashrama. He can straight away take to life of sannyasa. If a person takes life of sannyasa with a total commitment to the pursuit of Jnanam, he can be given through the discipline of Shravanam. Such a person who is mature even as the brahmachari, before reading, I explain this to you. Even as a brahmachari who is dispassionate towards time-bound material ends, whose interest is only in jnanam, whose purushartha nischaya, is totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam, he wants jnanam, means he can take the life of sannyasa, he can, with total commitment, he can be given to the discipline of Shravanam. Such a person who has yet to attain jnanam, but still who is aspiring for jnanam, who is given to the life of sannyasa, is said to be vividisha sannyasi. Vetum iccha yasya sah, vetum iccha yasya saha vividishuhu. Okay. Vividisha sannyasaha. Vividisha sannyasaha means desire for knowledge. Vetum iccha vividisha. Desire to know is vividisha. And the one who has vividisha, desire to know, one who is desirous of knowing is vividishuhu. So here, Vividisha sannyasi, vividishuhu sannyasi, or one of vividisha sannyasi means the person who has taken to life of sannyasa and who is totally committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who is given to the discipline of shravanam. Why he has yet to attain jnanam? Ajnani, but who is dispassionate, who has time-bound ends, whose passion is for jnanam. So he is given to the discipline of shravanam totally. Total commitment is only to the pursuit of jnanam. He is Vividisha sannyasi. Shastram allows such sannyasa. Such a person is Naishtika Brahmachari. And how is it possible, even though he is not attained jnanam, still he is mature enough to be dispassionate? Being dispassionate means not out of frustration or does not. He is really, one must be mature enough to be dispassionate. And maturity must be born of what? Understanding of limitations of Arthakama Dharmas. How did this person become mature? Yet at a young age, he doesn't want to enter into Grihastashrama. Why does he want to commit himself totally to the pursuit of Jnanam? Shastram Shankara Prabhupada says, such people who would have earned punyam in their previous lives, who must have lived a kishli life of Grihastashrama, or who would have gone through, whose previous lives would have been a very, very disciplined life. And such people, their clean life they lived must have enabled them earn punyam. That punyam must have enabled them to discover this passion. So they are already refined minded. Certain degree of refinement they have earned in their previous janmas, their previous lives. So that we don't see. That's why when they pick up the thread where they left. Therefore, when people who would have worked hard in their previous janmas and who are born still as the Gajnanis are born, but certain degree of refinement being there, they were very sharp. They already become mature. Already they become dispassionate. They don't need to again live a life of Grihastashrama to learn from life's experiences. They already dispassion is there. Vairagyam is there at a young age means they must have worked for that, for earning that, discovering that Vairagyam in their previous lives. Okay, such people also are born in this world. So such people, we don't need to compel them to enter into Grihastashrama. So Shankara Bhagavatpada says, don't say only with certain understanding. Get there's a possibility of having such people also in this world. All are one, but all are not equal. People are of different degrees of mental refinement. And the mental refinement alone states what sort of life a person would have lived in their previous lives. Understand? So nobody is considered inferior in this world. Nobody is considered superior in this world. All are okay. We're all in the process of growing, isn't it? One who is mature would have been immature. One who is immature now is going to become mature. So what? What are you going to miss here? Is a moksha is something nobody can deprive anyone of attaining. It is your own birthright, your swarupam here. And always there. All that you need is you prepare yourself for attaining, for discovering moksha. So Shastram only helps us how to become mature, how to discover it. Isn't it? Therefore, there are people who do not need to enter into Grihastashrama. Even though most of the people, majority of the people should enter into Grihastashrama, there are some people who need not enter into Grihastashrama at all. They can directly skipping the ashramas, straight away they can take the life of sannyasa. Because there's already passion for jnanam is there, dispassion towards other things are naturally there. There's no need for them. They discover this dispassion because the mental refinement they have as a result of living a clean life of karma yoga as a Grihastashrami, as another ashram, people of other ashramas in their previous lives. We don't know how they pick up. For such people, naturally mature individuals, there's no need to emphasize they should enter to Grihastashrama. Such people also can straight away follow what? Disciplines prescribed for sannyas ashrama. They can go through shravanam and they don't need to perform agnihotra adi karma. They don't need to perform rituals prescribed for a karma yoga Grihastashrami. Not necessary. Okay, this is one point. And the second thing he says, so the first reason he gives, janmantara kruta anugrahant. Point number one. why all people need not be only Grihastashramis? All people need not involve themselves in performing rituals, duties prescribed for a Grihastashrama. All people need not become only Grihastashrami. Even though majority of the people should become Grihastashramis only, but that it doesn't mean all people should become only Grihastashramis, should perform the duties prescribed for a Grihastashrami. That's a rule is not there. So what he says, Janmantara Krita Anugrahat. The reason number one, Janmantara Krita Anugrahat. Because of the grace of Bhagavan, they have earned as a result of living a clean life of dharma, clean life of a householder in other janmas. There is no need, they become naturally dispassionate towards time-bound ends, then there is no need for them to enter into Grihastashrama again. This is number one. Second thing. Yaduktam karmani sutehe adhikaha yatnaha ityadi na asau doshaha. Shankara Bhagavad Pada 100% agrees with the Purva Pakshi. Okay? In accepting one fact. What is that fact? Yaduktam, whatever has been said by you, that sutehe adhikaha yatnaha karmani ityadi. Yes. A Purva Pakshi, you did say there is tremendous effort on the part of Shruti in emphasizing performing the ritual such as Grist, Agnihotram, etc. No doubt, I do accept. And the performance of Agnihotram rituals, etc., definitely involves much more effort, money, a lot of effort is involved, such as spending money, time, energy, resources, etc., no doubt. So he says, Yaduktam karmani sutehe adhikaha yatnaha ityadi aso na doshaha. It is not at all wrong. What to say is correct. Okay? Shruti does emphasize performance of rituals such as Agnihotram, etc. And performance of Agnihotram rituals, etc., definitely it does involve great effort. Okay? No doubt. Then he says, Yataha. Now, Janmantara Kritam Api Agnihotradi Lakshanam Karma Brahmacharyadi Lakshanam Cha Anugrahakam Bhavati. See now what he says, beautiful. What he says, Janmantara Kritam Api Eve Agnihotradi Lakshanam Karma. The performance of rituals such as Agnihotram, etc., even it was performed in other janmas, in the previous janmas. Janmantra Kritam Api Agnihotra Lakshanam Karma. And also, even the practice of discipline such as Brahmacharyam, etc., followed in the other janmas also, definitely. Anugrahakam Bhavati becomes highly, what now, blessing, great blessing. Anugrahakam. Anugraham Prapayati. Okay? Performance of rituals such as Agnihotram, etc. Practice of discipline such as celibacy, etc. Practice and followed in other janmas also becomes very supportive in earning the grace. Becomes a great blessing. Anugrahakam Bhavati. Anugrahakam means what? Anugrahayati. It becomes a supporting tapping of Bhagavan's grace. Anugrahakam Bhavati. Understand? Even if a person does not perform in this Janma, you know, whatever a person has performed in the previous Janma, that must have earned him abundance of grace. Isn't it? Becomes a great, great blessing. Therefore, Vidya Utpattim Prati Anugrahakam Bhavati. Vidya Utpattim Prati. Okay. See, Vidya Utpattim Prati Anugrahakam Bhavati means a becomes a great blessing that it contributes for the preparedness required for the qualification, required for the attainment of jnana. Vidya utpattim prati, for the rise of knowledge, whatever qualification is required, that qualification becomes accomplishable. Okay, in accomplishing that qualification, whatever grace you need, that grace a person can earn, would have earned even by performing the Agnihotra rituals in the previous janma. One does not need to do only in this janma. Is it clear now? Got it? So, janmantra kritamapi agnihotradi lakshanam karma brahmacharyadi lakshanam cha vidya utpattim prati anugrahakam bhavati. In the rise of knowledge, whatever obstacles are there, those obstacles become removed. Okay, the papamas become utilized. As a result of punyam, a person has earned, not only in this janma, has earned as a result of the practice of brahmacharya, discipline such as in brahmacharya, etc., the performance of rituals such as agnihotram, etc., in his other janmas also. What is the result now? One does not need to earn punyam for utilizing the papa only in this janma. One might have earned in the previous janmas also. One might have lived a clean life, must have performed rituals, agnihotra and karma. One must have even followed disciplines very strictly. Thereby, one must have earned Bhagavan's grace. One must have earned the punyam. With that punyam, one can easily utilize the papams, and one can have what? Even one can have all the obstacles removed so that one becomes qualified for the attainment of jnana. There won't be any obstruction for him in the rise of knowledge. Yena janmana eva viraktaha drishyante. Yena janmana eva viraktahe drishyante kechit. So Shankaracharya says now, kechit, not all. Some people, janmana eva, from the time of birth itself, from a very young, janmana eva means from the time of birth itself, by birth itself, or from a very young age itself, janmana eva, virattaha drishyante, they seem to be very, very detached and dispassionate. Some people look funny for other people, isn't it? Because at a very young age, they seem to be highly dispassionate or detached, not interested in anything else at all. Why? How it is possible for a person of young age to be detached and dispassionate? So, janmantra kruta samskara. Okay. So, yena, because of which alone, by birth itself, from a young age itself, some people are seen to be highly dispassionate and detached. They are not at all interested in any material, time-bound, arthakama dharmas. Understand? Therefore, such people need not enter into grihastashrama. They need not waste their time in grihastashrama. They can skip the grihastashrama. They can definitely take to skipping the ashramas. They can take to life of sannyasa. Suppose they can become vidisha sannyasis if they were to attain jnanam. And after attaining the jnanam also, sometimes they take the life of sannyasa, then they are known as vidvat sannyasinaha. So vidvat sannyasinaha are sannyasis who take the life of sannyasa after having attained the jnanam, but the vidvat sannyasis take less. Sannyasa are the people who live a life of sannyasa specifically to live a contemplative life. Only for the ascertainment of what they've already understood, they live a life of contemplation. So vidvat sannyasis are the people who live a contemplative life. The only purpose they have is what? Assimilating, ascertaining what they've already understood. Whereas Vidisha sannyasis are strictly given to the Sipna Shravanam all the time. They place their mind only in listening to the teaching and dwelling upon the teaching. Okay, that's the only difference between Vidisha sannyasis or Vidvat sannyasis. Anyway, for any person to be given to life of sannyasa, the total commitment to the pursuit of jnanam, they must be adequately mature. They must be dispassionate. They must be detached. They must have grown out of desires for time-bound ends. And such maturity is possible because of the grace of Bhagavan, because of the punyam they have earned in their previous lives. Understand? See, they would have already lived their grihasthashramalai, they would have performed ritual, they would have performed practice disciplines, they would have earned that punyam. Okay. Now he's talking about all those things. Therefore, what is the lesson here? Therefore, it is not appropriate to compel that everyone should definitely enter into one grihasthashrama. All people must perform all rituals, all disciplines prescribed for a grihasthashrami. Only as a grihasthashrami, one can become qualified for the attainment of jnanam. Other ashramas are not required. That is not appropriate. Okay, to say. Now he Shankara Bhagavatpada continues. So what does he say here? Kechittu, some people, what do they do? Karmasu pravruttaha. Some people who are involved in this performance of rituals. Aviraktaha. There are many people who have entered into grihasthashrama and who are involved in performing rituals, and who are highly passionate, who are very much interested in Arthakama Dharmas, who are interested in lokas, who are interested in wealth, name, fame, popularity, power. People are not at all detached, not at all dispassionate people. Aviraktaha. They are not viraktaha. Aviraktaha. People who are highly passionate, who are not at all dispassionate, but still interest only in Arthakama Dharmas, time-bound ends. So such people are very much involved in performing rituals, performing activities. Karmasu, very much involved in religious, secular, sacred activities. Such people, in fact, for them, the Vidya Vidveshinaha, they can't stand this Brahma Vidya. Okay, Vidya Vidveshinaha. They hated some Brahma Vidya. What is Brahma Vidya, sannyasa, going away, not being interested? You know, this becomes anathema, isn't it? They are not at all interested in Vidya Vidveshinaha. They are nothing. Okay, Vidya, they hated some Brahma Vidya. They cannot stand this. They can't understand. They cannot sit in the class. Okay, they cannot even come. Okay, they run away from this Brahma Vidya. So Vidya Vidveshinaha, the hatred of Brahma Vidya. People who are not qualified for Brahma Vidya cannot know the value of Brahma Vidya. There's no possibility of having liking for Brahma Vidya. Isn't it? So Vidya Vidveshinaha, simple people, ordinary people who are highly excited in accomplishing time-bound ends, always planning, scheming and involving themselves in activities all the time. No, they are aviraktaha, vidya vidveshanaha. They are people of different types. Some are already mature, some are still immature. Without involving themselves in householders' life also, without involving themselves in activities also, we see some people are highly mature because of their janmantra samskara. But some people, in spite of being involved in it, they are not yet grown out of desire for the time-bound ends. They're still highly passionate towards those time-bound results. They're aviraktaha, Karmasu pravruttaha vidya vidveshinaha. Is it clear now? Tasmat. Some people came and left online. Okay. Tasmat. Therefore. What is tasmat? Therefore. Janmantarakrita samskarebhyaha. Very important line. Janmantarakrita samskarebhyaha. Viraktanam ashramantara pratipattihyeva ishyate. Hey, come on, Purapakshin. Don't say only Grihastashrama is important. Only Grihastashrama, or people must enter into only Grihastashrama. They must only perform all rituals and duties prescribed for Grihastashrami to become qualified for the attainment of Jnanam. Don't say that. Why? Because the reason is this. All people who are born in this world, all are not equal. Though all are one, all are not equal. Why all are not equal? Some are already refined minded. Physical forms, you can, there's no difference in physical forms, physical appearances. But emotionally, they're different makeup. They're people of different makeup. When they're mature, some are highly mature, some are little mature, some are immature. We see people of all categories. Okay. And there are people who are immature, not wrong. See, first people on the right track of Grihastashrama, and they're highly passionate. They're not dispassionate at all. They involve themselves in many activities. In fact, they don't like knowledge at all. Understand? So kechittu karmasu pravruttaha aviraktaha vidya vidveshinaha. Whereas kechittu, there are also some people janmanayeva viraktaha, by birth itself, from very young age itself, they're dispassionate. They seem to be very dispassionate because of what? Because they have the blessing, great blessing. Okay. Because they must have performed all that the Grihastashrami has to perform in their previous janmas. They must have earned punyam. They must have tapped Bhagavan's grace. That grace which they have earned, as a result of punyam they have earned by living a clean life, that itself becomes a great blessing in having the rise of knowledge. And such people need not enter into Grihastashrama. Okay? That's what Shankara Bhagavatpada's argument. Tasmat, because of these reasons, therefore, because of this tasmat karanat, whenever tasmat comes, therefore, in mathematics we say, no, we should put all steps in mathematics. When you put three dots, remember that?
Yes.
That means what? Like this, we say, we give all the reasons. What are the reasons given why one does not need to enter into only karma, Grihastashrama life? You can enter into relevant ashrama, no problem. Skipping, one can either skipping the ashrama and enter into relevant ashrama, or properly going through step by step ashramas, one can come to other ashrama. Okay. Finally, everyone has to naturally go through sannyasa mentally. One has to learn from one's life's experiences. One has to learn to become dispassionate towards time-bound ends. These things happen naturally, isn't it? So, itasmat, therefore, janmantara krita samskarebhyaha viraktanam. There are people who are viraktaha. See, viraktaha means, don't think people who are frustrated. Unfortunately, many people, the word virakta is mistaken to be a frustrated person. No. Viraktaha means, oh my God, viraktaha, it was unfortunate, it's mistaken to be frustrated. No. Viraktaha is a participle. Okay? Detached, dispassionate. Raktihi gata yebhyaha te viraktaha. Raktihi gata yebhyaha te viraktaha. Raktihi means ragaha, attachment. Ragaha, masculine word. Raktihi, feminine gender word. Raktihi, ragaha, ragaha gataha, raktihi gata yebhyaha te viraktaha. People of dispassion. People of dispassion means what? those dispassion towards time-bound material Arthakama dharmas, time-bound ends, Arthakama dharmas. They are not interested. They have grown out of desire for time-bound results. Why? How? Because they have understood the limitations of Arthakama dharmas. How much your Artha has accumulated in life, it is not going to remove my dukkham. It cannot remove the fundamental problem of sense of smallness, inadequacy, limitation, not I, unhappiness, isn't it? This cannot remove. Artha cannot remove. Enjoyment of pleasures also cannot remove. It can only keep me, you know, entertained for some time. Again, it will give me only what pain. And of course, what about dharma? Even dharma, I earn punyam. How much of punyam I earn by all these things? Dharma can get converted into what? Translated into the experience of pleasure, time-bound pleasures. Even this cannot relieve me from, you know, relieve me from my samsara. There's nothing can relieve me from bondage of samsara. As Arjuna says very clearly, okay, this devanam adipatyam, trailokasyapi adipatyam, asamruddham. He says, even unrivaled kingdom I get, even all three, the status of being the choice, the chief of all three worlds I get, that will not remove my sorrow at all. Nahi prapashyami mama panudyat yachoka muchoshanam indriyanam avapya bhumo asapatnam ruddham bhumo asapatnam ruddham avapya api avapya bhumavasapatnam ruddham. Isn't it? Even after having attained the unrivaled kingdom, suranamapi cha adhipatyam, even having attained the status of being the chief of all the devas also, attained highest of the possessions also, that will not remove my sorrow, this sorrow which dries up my senses at all. Please tell me, Krishna, only that which will remove my sorrow for good. Arjuna asked, there is such, no, that is what is not expression of maturity. One has to learn. Arjuna, what Arjuna lacked in life, everything he had. So Arjuna, who enjoyed the best of things as a prince in life, he could see the limitations of everything. He would ask Bhagavan Krishna. Such people here, he said, sikhejte janmantrakrita samskarebhyah viraktaha. Viraktaha means people who are dispassionate, naturally, okay, mature, because of the refinement. Okay. Samskarebhyah viraktaha. People who have become dispassionate because of the means of refinement. And also refinement they got as a result of the punyam they earned in their previous lives. Janmantara krita samskarebhyah viraktanam. For people who are highly dispassionate as a result of the mental refinement which they have earned because of the punyam they earned in their previous janmas. Understand? For such people, viraktanam, ashramantara pratipatthi eva ishyate. What is desired for such people is being given to the other ashramas. Okay? Changing the ashramas. Ashramantara pratipatthi, attainment of other ashramas is ishyati, is appropriate, is desired. What is desirable? What is desired for highly mature people who would have become refined as a result of the punyam they earned in the previous janmas? Such people, okay, grihastashrama entry is not at all required. What is appropriate for them is entering into other ashrama relevant for their mind, mental preparation. The person who's aspiring for jnanam, why should he enter into Grihastha, perform Putra Kamesh Yaga? Understand? Or Vayavi Yaga for wealth. I want wealth. Wealth should come to me fast like wind. Vayavi Yaga. Why should he perform? Why should he perform other rituals to go to? Why should he practice meditation to go to Brahmaloka? Not necessary. All that he needs is, if he's still ignorant, he must enter into, he must be given to the discipline of Shravanam. If he's already attained Jnanam also, he must just live a contemplative life as a Vidvat Sannyasi. What is the need for him to go back to the other ashramas? So Pura Pakshi, come on, don't, okay? Just because you are interested in karma kanda rituals, nobody denies the importance, the necessity of rituals prescribed in karma kanda. But those rituals and karmas are relevant for only those who aspire for artha kama dharmas. Okay? See, Pujya Swami used to say this. If you go and ask some questions, sometimes random, people suddenly ask some questions. They come and sit in front of Swamiji, ask questions. Swamiji is so compassionate and kind. He'll smile and get up. Sometimes he'll give some fruit and then he'll go. And he used to tell us, no? So many questions will rise. And all those questions cannot be, we cannot give binary answers to questions. I might clarify it. It needs a lot of explanation and which cannot be given overnight. You need to listen to the teaching systematically for a length of time. Okay? And gradually, the questions, you will not find answers. Questions will resolve. Because the inappropriateness of the questions also, you will understand only in the process of learning, listening. So Swamiji used to say, sometimes he'll tell in Tamil, he said, keep on listening. So regularly keep on listening. Listening, Shravanam. Paunapunyena Shravanam. The doubt comes, don't need to really, keep on listening. And okay, when you're listening, gradually, the many queries, doubts which you had in your mind will resolve. See, Shastra will not answer many of your questions. Questions will resolve. So having the questions resolved is as good as found the answers. Listening is very important. Understand? So binary answer. Now you see, when you listen to all this unfoldment of these commentaries, what do you understand? Okay. So there's nobody in the world needs any blaming. Nobody needs to be blamed. Okay. Nobody is superior, nobody is inferior. And people are all here. And Bhagavan has presented his beautiful ways of life, how you must live your life. And if you discover your purushartha, discover your end, discover the means, follow the means, way of life. Finished. Follow the way of life. And this, you know what is the end to be accomplished. What is the means to accomplish that end? How to accomplish the means to accomplish the end? And what is the qualification secret? What is the lifestyle you should be following? In following the lifestyle means, you understand how you have to tackle your day-to-day problems in life, how you manage your emotions, why your emotions are there, why you go through pairs of opposites. Everything becomes understood. Pairs of opposites will be there for everyone in life, isn't it? But how to manage, how to remain balanced, everything, that's why follow the Shruti Mata, okay? And you are taken care of. You have a very beautiful lullaby and the lap of Shruti Mata. Understand? You can be comfortably living your life. All that you need, understand the way of life ordained by Shruti Mata and follow that way of life. Isn't it? Okay. So, we'll continue this later on. Okay? Tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harih Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harih Om. That is why every minute how we live in this life, every fraction of a second how I keep my mind, my prayerfulness, my worshipfulness, where I place my mind, my attitude towards life, how I be, I'm with my other fellow beings, other living beings, what attitude I have towards everything in this life, everything matters. Know why now? Because you are consciously, thoughtfully avoiding accumulating papam, consciously, thoughtfully earning punyam. You are working for your mental refinement. So doing anything now, don't, even though you are not interested in other results also, is very important for taking care of your refinement. Refinement is important for jnana utpatti. Isn't it? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.